I'm Jeff Booth, and this is Sex Science Sunday here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. There are a lot of people who believe that science and religion are compatible, but then we have these classic battles that shows areas where they're absolutely not compatible, and that's certainly the case when we talk about religious faith, conversion therapy, and science. And conversion therapy has been in the news. Recently, there were two feature films on the subject. And on January 31st, there was a court ruling. That is important, but not good. A federal magistrate judge in Florida recommended that Tampa's ban on anti-LGBTQ conversion therapy for minors be halted. In other words, it's all go in Tampa to torture children into believing that they're not gay anymore. This ruling was brought to us by an extremist judge and the anti-LGBTQ hate group Liberty Council. They brought the complaint on behalf of two therapists, and that term therapist should be used in quotes, scare quotes, along with a Christian ministry that provide counseling. And this counseling is supposedly reduces or eliminates same-sex sexual attractions, behaviors, or identity. But here's the problem. It doesn't. It just tortures kids. And I think the conversation is a little more complicated when we're dealing with adults. But here's the problem. It's right there in the name, conversion therapy. It's being offered as therapy. But there's no science behind it that shows that it works. All the science shows that it is harmful, because no form of talk therapy is going to change your sexual orientation. Of course, it goes beyond talk in a lot of these places with aversive treatments like electroshock therapy. So when they talk about it being a form of torture, they're not just speaking metaphorically. But see, that's the problem. They say that all they provide is talk therapy. And because all they're doing is talking, well, it's protected as a form of free speech under the First Amendment and cannot be restricted by law. And Judge Amanda Arnold Sansoni agreed with that ridiculous argument and recommended a preliminary injunction. It is a ridiculous argument because you've got that term therapy. And in that, there is some assumption that it's actually a functional therapy. There's no point in having a therapy that does harm. We've had plenty of cancer cures that have actually caused physical harm and certainly didn't cure cancer. We never thought that was a good thing. Now, the judge argued that the city could have more narrowly tailored the ban, and it could have been restricted to involuntary counseling. But for underage youths, it's all involuntary. They don't have any choice. Their parents tell them what to do. So that's ridiculous. Or she suggested they could have banned the actual torture part, like electroshock. But an environment that tells you you're evil for being who you are is also a form of torture. And then she said that they could require informed consent. What the hell would that mean? Telling people that it doesn't work and that everything we know about being gay is in contradiction to the whole concept of conversion therapy? I don't think that the religious right would like that very much. This judge's decision, though, was a crackpot decision because it ignored the science, and when you're dealing with therapy, you're dealing with science. It's sort of implicit in the name. So there's really two problems with what we know about conversion therapy. The first part is that it doesn't work, and there have been case after case after case of people who have been in this conversion therapy movement or in what's known as the ex-gay movement. And those people have, even some of the most prominent ones, have returned to having sex with people of the same gender. And here we're talking about the leaders. For example, there are two very, very prominent leaders, David Matheson and Norman Goldwater. And they wrote a book together about being ex-gay. Well, Goldwater was just recently caught cruising hookup sites under the name Hot and Harry 72. Matheson may be one of the most notorious of the conversion therapists. But he just announced that he has quit the ex-gay movement. That was on January 21st when I read that announcement. He's out. He's going to be dating men again. He says he went from bisexual for a while. Now he's exclusively gay. And that is the problem, is that the movement generally ignores bisexuality. You're not really converted if you're bisexual and you can have sex with just men or women, because a lot of bisexual people choose one gender or the other when they get married and they become monogamous. Those who choose to become monogamous pretty much have to make a choice. And they can do that because they have sexual attraction to both men and women. But for someone who is strictly gay, they can't make that choice. And interestingly, David has decided to be exclusively gay. He's not even calling himself bisexual anymore. He was in a straight marriage, although I don't know the details of it. But he said, I had stopped growing and was starting to die. So I've embarked on a new life-giving path that has already started a whole new growth process. So here's one of the leading figures in the ex-gay movement now says that his growth depends on him being with other men. And I think he's right. It probably does. Now, we should not forget that he's done a lot of things that have hurt a lot of people, and he's completely oblivious to that. He says, I continue to support the rights of individuals to choose how they will respond to their sexual attractions and identity. With that freedom, I am now choosing to pursue life as a gay man. That's a freedom that, in the past, he seemed to want to deny others. He was a direct protege of one of the most notorious of the conversion therapists. He's now passed on, Joseph Nicolosi. He was part of the defunct National Association for Research and Therapy of Homosexuality. They currently exist as the Alliance for Therapeutic Choice and Scientific Integrity. And I just found out, looking this stuff up, that they're just down the street in Encino, California. An attempt to completely ban conversion therapy here in California was withdrawn last year, but they're going to try again this year. The anti-gay religious right has pushed back very hard on that bill, claiming that it would ban the Bible. Because like with abortion, there is no end to the lies they're willing to tell. But science is about finding the truth, or as close to the truth as you can get. And everything they found is that conversion therapy does harm, especially to young people. And we've just got a new study published in the Journal of Homosexuality that piles on even more evidence. The study recruited a group of young adults between the ages of 21 and 25 and asked them to share their experiences as an adolescent, including whether their parents were involved with trying to change their sexual orientation and whether those efforts involved some form of therapy or counseling. What they found was that across the board, teens who were subjected to sexual orientation change efforts by their parents had worse outcomes. And the worst of the worst outcomes were for those who were sent to an external therapist or religious leader to try to change them. In these worst outcomes, what we're looking at is higher rates of depression, suicide attempts, suicidal thinking, substance abuse problems, lower self-esteem, and lower overall satisfaction with life. Those are some pretty significant negative consequences. Another really, really negative outcome, and I'm looking at the numbers here, and I'm actually kind of surprised, is with sexual risk behavior. The people who had the most sexual risk in their behavior were those who had a parent-initiated intervention where they brought in external conversion efforts. Now, the study also found, this is no surprise, that religiously conservative families were most likely to subject their children to this kind of intervention. But I hadn't thought about it, but number two were immigrant families. Those who came from countries with very, very negative attitudes towards homosexuality. But that's just the latest in a whole long series of studies that all find the same thing. Conversion therapy does not work. It does not change your sexual orientation, and it causes great harm. That's why so many states, and I think we're up to 14 states and Washington, D.C., why so many of them have banned conversion therapy. But it's only for minors, because it is a crackpot form of therapy. I believe we really need to ban it for adults as well, because it's a fraud. And anything that is fraudulent, that claims some kind of benefit, you should not have a right to do that to people. The opposition to conversion therapy has pretty much been solidified since 2009, when the American Psychological Association issued a report that looked at all of the available research and said that it's ineffective at changing sexual orientation, and that it could be harmful. And then over the years since then, we've piled on more data about how harmful it actually is. A support group of conversion therapy survivors, they call themselves ex-gay survivors, they did a study of over 400 survivors in 2013. And they found that those survivors experienced shame and depression and self-hate, and 41% reported suicidal thinking directly related to their experiences in therapy. The judge was wrong. Conversion therapy needs to be banned.